President, that there is a protocol practice which we can bring to play here, and that is that since each side would have its own ribbon copy and our copy, we would put the order in the way we want them.
Yeah.
So we can deal with that way. So that leaves the without condition point and the time point, and I'd be inclined to stand pat.
The one thing I just don't think we can give on, and I've talked to other people about this, like Russell, and men who have some judgment about the Congress and the Senate in the country, we cannot take 5 years and say that we've got to have conditions, we've got to have reciprocity, we've got to know what the other side is doing and come along, put a secret meeting, and we did it without them.
Yeah.
We just can't. He says you never could explain that or justify it. And he said, furthermore, suppose you have to start back to bombing the next day. Then the only reason you've got is because they didn't comply with your conditions.
Right.
That's the only justification. He said, when you let them put this in here, you make it very difficult to ever get back.
What time are you leaving today, Mr. President?
I'm going to leave about 1 o'clock, 1:30.
What I'm working on now are 2 or 3 formulas that would make Hanoi mad, but it might encourage them to drop the whole idea. For example, that Hanoi understands that this is not reciprocity, but understands the basis on which serious talks can be held, or the circumstances in which serious talks can be held, or balance off that other thing.
I understand what would break up the conference.
Well,
you know that's what I mean. That's what you're saying.
In other words, put something back to them that is so obnoxious to them, they might be glad to forget the whole thing, and thereby perhaps reinforce what may be some advice from the Russians on this point.
Another thought, Russell says we could, if they had to come up a day, provide we could get Bunker and Abrams in here and really talk to them. Said, oh man, Bunker's name's been in the paper and everybody knows him and everybody respects him, and he ought to just say this is why it's essential. And Abrams ought to just say, now I assure you this will not cost us lives. We can really do more good in Laos and South Vietnam and we can do in North Vietnam in months ahead. And he said it'd make it awfully hard on Nixon to question Bunker and Abrams, both career people. When they take the initiative, so that's why it's important that they be here.
One of the problems is at that particular moment, it would be extremely important that they be there. Bunker and Abrams both are going to have quite a job of management out there in terms of not only the political side, but...
Well, says Abrams could be here without any trouble because he's got a good man, could do it, and given the orders and so forth. Russell rather urges Bunker, though. You think Bunker's got to stay there?
I think he's got quite a problem on his hands. I think this is just a long moment if he could come. I can't imagine a time when it's more important for Bunker to be in Saigon to keep this thing padded down. Abrams could help very considerably with fellows like Russell. And he could quote Bunker. He could give Bunker's views.
Yes, I guess that's what we better do. And Russell says we got to have in writing. He's got to really recommend this, so I think he said otherwise, they'll say it is political.
Yeah.
But he said if you've got in writing and Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense and Bunker and Abrams and all the Joint Chiefs urge you to do this, then you're on pretty safe ground.
Yeah.
Nixon's on bad ground.
Yeah.
But he says don't give them too long enough to ruin you in this country, and you must not ever yield us 1 inch on without conditions or stuff like that, because he said if you do, they'll say, well, hell, he could have done this all the time.
Yeah.
And he said another thing, he said if you call this thing, we'll say on November the 2nd or 3rd, and the next day they don't mess with the DMZ cities, he says they'll be writing that from out there, and the people, in fact, say, well, he did get some results.
Yeah.
And if they do, you've got instant retaliation, so you protected yourself there. And he said he believed he'd just soon that come before the election as after.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that's all right. My own thought, Mr. President, was that unless you told me not to, that I would get a fellow like John Hightower and few hens, the AP and UPs, and other reliable people, and give them a little backgrounding on this so that before very long, in a matter of hours, really, they'll be writing that there's something behind the scenes, the details of which are not fully fully exposed.
I think we got to do it out there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll call me before you leave if you get anywhere, and I'll be here maybe till 1:30.
All right, fine.